Good evening. I'm having a fairly good speaking voice tonight, so it sounds pretty good to me. I'm very enthused that you've shown up tonight and bend an ear for we're going to have a very informative speech. The first time I gave a speech, it was called, or entitled it, Bible 101. Well, tonight I'm looking forward to Bible 201, a slight progression, and in viewing the speech, the questions tend to be, to me, a little bit more interesting. And I'll start with the first one. Of course, the intent is to, well, give us a little nudge or push to read our Bibles each and every day. And that's the intent of these questions. The first one, we have Jesus as an infant. Emmanuel, he was called. And he was predicted to eat of what? And the answer was butter and honey. And we can find this in Isaiah 7:15. And also, as an adult, Jesus ate what as an adult? And we can find the answer is broiled fish and of a honeycomb. And we have this in Luke 24:42. I thought that was most interesting. We have the next question. We have two, well, if you will, titles. One is the servant of God, and the other is the friend of God. And we have two men, Abraham and also Moses. Which title do we, well, put on each man? Okay, the answer, the friend of God is Abraham, and the servant is Moses. And the servant of God is given five times in the Old Testament. And I'll give you the exact, well, book and verse so we can look it up. We have James, for Abraham, we have James 2:23. And as an example for the servant of God, we have Nehemiah 10:29. Okay, next. Yes, this is an interesting one. Does Satan have and use the keys of hell? And the answer is no, he does not. Jesus has the keys. And who uses these keys? The angels use these keys. And the exact book and verse for the first answer, Jesus does, is Revelation 1:18. And an example, or two examples, of the angels using the keys would be Revelation 9 and in verse 1. Also in book, or chapter 20, and in verse 1 as well. Now, we all know that animals can be animals, but I found it interesting to contemplate, can the animals be entered into by demons? And I thought about that, and after reading a bit, I found the answer. And the answer is, why, yes. Specifically, we have them being entered into, and of course they went down into the lake and they drowned themselves, or got drowned. That is mentioned in Luke 8:33. Next question. We all are familiar with, in the New Testament, is told many times where Jesus sits in heaven. But I got to thinking, where does God sit? And then I read a little bit, and sure enough, I was astonished. I found the answer. And God actually sits, or sitteth, using the King James Version, but he sitteth between the cherubims. And we can find this in Psalms 99 in verse 1. And that was rather exciting to me as a question. I started wagging my tail with pride. Anyway, next one here. We have, well, it's required of you to finish this quote, and it's from the Old Testament. And I want you to finish it. We're talking about God himself, and he does not retaineth his anger forever, but because he delighteth in a one-word answer. He does not retain his anger forever, because he delighteth in what? And the answer is mercy. And I was just, well, so I smiled when I saw that verse. And that is in the book of Micah, in the 7th chapter, in verse 18. Okay, we're coming very close to class ending. And let's go with another Old Testament. And it's mentioned or described in the book of Joshua. We have the sun standing still for how long? 1 day or 3 days? And the answer is about one day. I'll give you the exact. There we go. We have it in Joshua 10:13. Is for the answer. All right, and we have the last question here. The Pharisees had heard something about Jesus that he was baptizing. But the question I have, did Jesus baptize, or do the act of baptizing, or not? And sure enough, it has in the New Testament that Jesus did not baptize. And that answer is found in John 4:2, specifically. Now, this is the end of our test. And I hope you found it, well, rather informative. And I'm going to give you an invitation if you are having problems or any. If you feel the need to become a Christian and profess Jesus as the Son of God, and also be baptized tonight, repent of your sins, we will give you this invitation right now and look forward to you coming.